Jelly Roll Morton's 1926 hit, Dr. Jazz, which was actually written by Joe King Oliver, but is now indelibly associated with Morton thanks to that popular recording. Yeah, the vocal's badly flawed, and it was highly unusual for Morton to sing on a commercial recording, but he did have a very good voice and could sing quite well. This is Jazz Rhythm. You're hearing the saga of Jelly Roll Morton, a three-part series about a peculiar and fascinating character, a gifted musician, major jazz piano talent and composer who helped shape classic jazz in the 1920s. Morton's music, particularly his piano style, can be seen as a bridge, the missing link, if you will, between ragtime, the music that preceded jazz in the late 19th century, and the classic jazz style that emerged in the 1920s. Now, this next set represents Morton's recollections of Golden Age New Orleans between about 1895 and 1915, when his primary occupation was piano player in the brothels of the Crescent City's world-famous Red Light District. These performances of If You Don't Shake, You Don't Get No Cake and the Can-Can, he pronounces it Can-Can, are taken from Morton's Library of Congress Alan Lomax recordings. And sandwiched in between is an excellent modern recreation by Chris Tile's fine New Orleans Silverleaf Jazz Band of Morton's Mama's Got a Baby. All three share similar elements and themes reflecting the racy, turn-of-the-century New Orleans sport and life of nightclubs, dance halls, bordellos, and endemic prostitution that Morton knew well.
Thank you. was one of the early tunes in New Orleans. It's from French origin. And I'm telling you, when they start to play this thing in the dance hall, they would really hoop it up. Well, this was around about 1905, 1906. All the bands, little bands that was around played it, and the different musicians that could, as far as they could go. But it happened to be a favorite so far as the tune goes. But there seemed to be some vulgar meaning to it that I never understood. I know what all the rest mean, but the con-con. I can't understand the con-con business. But I'll tell you, everybody got hot and it threw their hats away when they just started playing this thing.
Jelly Roll Morton finding himself, oddly for once, at a loss for words in trying to explain the French Creole dance that he knew from New Orleans as con-con, as he pronounced it, or can-can. We began with an edited and expurgated If You Don't Shake from the Lomax Morton Library of Congress sessions, and in between those two, cornetist Chris Tiles' remarkably good Silverleaf Jazz Band of New Orleans romped through Mama's Got a Baby, which was composed by Morton late in his career as a try at a novelty hit, yet it still retains the flavor of a New Orleans second-line street parade. You're listening to the saga of Jelly Roll Morton on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for being with me. Now that we've had a close personal encounter with Jelly Roll, the pianist, historian, storyteller, and raconteur, let's pivot to his innovative landmark records from the late 1920s. These performances rest upon an ingenious fulcrum point. Morton is finely balancing the structured arrangement of a complex tune on the one hand with the improvised, interwoven voices of a polyphonic New Orleans ensemble on the other. He's borrowing from the then-fading art of New Orleans ensemble polyphony, that is, each instrument creating its own independent but complementary melodic line and harmonic counterpoint. Plus, his arrangements allow room for improvised solos. Finally, and by some elusive means, Jelly manages to galvanize a powerful rhythmic swing and unity of sound in his bands. And so that we can better hear these nuances, details, and brilliant dynamic choices that emerge from Morton's writing and arranging, I'm going to be segueing again during this set between old and new recordings. We'll be hearing original Morton solo and band records compared via segue to a couple of recent bands. Now, the second segue in the set is again from the brilliant CD Celebrating Jelly Roll's Music by Pom Pamir's New Jazz Wizards. And the two clarinets of Billy Novick and John Otto set up a lovely embellishment for Tank Town Bump, preceded by Morton's own 1929 band recording. First, though, was the Jim Cullum Jazz Band of San Antonio, Texas, and they're well known, of course, for their very successful public radio series, Riverwalk. This segue moves back and forth between a Morton piano solo and the Cullum Band's own treatment of Freakish. Thank you. That is fine stuff. An excellent present-day realization of Tanktown Bump by the New Jazz Wizards. And Jim Cullum's jazz band from the early 90s Morton tribute album bracketed Jelly's piano rendition of Freakish. As always, you can request a playlist of the music heard on each program, find out more about Morton, or stream his music free from the Jazz Rhythm website, where you'll also find pictures, articles, and links to the World Wide Web of jazz sites at www.jazzhotbigstep. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and professional restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. No, Jelly Roll Morton did not invent jazz music as he often claimed, but yes, he was one of its most important early proponents and most creative artists. The flamboyant and gifted Morton, make no mistake, had a major impact on early jazz. Jazz is a much richer art for his musical legacy, his recollections of early New Orleans, his controversial personality and colorful life, not to mention his hundreds of brilliant recordings and compositions. I guess it's pretty obvious that I get a big kick out of telling Jelly's story, and I love the music. So in future programs, I'll be illustrating his colorful life and times, bringing you more of Morton's original exciting recordings, and presenting more of today's recent interpreters and recreators of his music. Finally, here's another from the wonderful 1997 Stomp Off CD dedicated to the music of Morton by Pamir's New Jazz Wizards. And the late trombonist Jim Snyder sounds great, as does the two clarinet reed team, helping us end where we began with Jelly Roll Morton's tuneful Mint Julep. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.